Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In a world inundated with endless streams of information and superficial social interactions, How to Listen with Intention, The Foundation of True Connection, Communication, and Relationships by Patrick King serves as a beacon for those seeking deeper, more meaningful connections. As the second installment in the How to Be More Likable and Charismatic series, this book delves into the art and science of listening, a skill often overlooked yet paramount for genuine human interaction. King, a renowned social interaction specialist, leverages his expertise to guide readers through the nuanced terrain of effective listening, arguing that true connection is not merely about hearing words, but understanding and engaging with the underlying emotions, thoughts, and intentions. Through practical advice and actionable strategies, King strives to transform the reader's approach to conversations, thereby enhancing their personal and professional relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of active listening. Active listening is not just a passive process of hearing words, but involves engaging with and understanding the speaker on a deeper level. Patrick King emphasizes that it is the cornerstone of effective communication and a fundamental aspect of human connection. Through active listening, individuals can demonstrate empathy, respect, and understanding, thereby fostering an environment where meaningful interactions can flourish. King offers practical tips to enhance this skill, such as maintaining eye contact, using affirming body language, and providing feedback that shows the listener is genuinely engaged. He explains how these actions not only improve the quality of conversations, but also help in building trust and rapport with others. The ability to listen actively is an invaluable tool in navigating personal and professional relationships, leading to improved outcomes and deeper connections. Secondly, understanding nonverbal cues. A significant component of effective listening, according to Patrick King, lies in the ability to read and interpret nonverbal cues. These cues, which include facial expressions, body language, and tone of voice, often convey more about a person's true feelings and intentions than words alone. King offers insights into the nuances of nonverbal communication, illustrating how an adept listener can decipher these subtle signals to gain a fuller understanding of the speaker's message. By becoming more attuned to these nonverbal indicators, readers can enhance their empathetic listening skills, leading to more authentic and empathetic interactions. King underscores the importance of this ability in creating a sense of closeness and understanding between individuals, suggesting that mastery of nonverbal communication is a critical factor in the development of charisma and likability. Thirdly, the role of empathy in listening. Empathy plays a central role in Patrick King's conceptualization of listening with intention. He posits that empathetic listening involves seeing the world from the speaker's perspective and feeling what they feel without judgment or advice. This level of empathy requires a deep sense of presence and genuine interest in the other person's experience. King provides readers with strategies to cultivate empathetic listening, such as asking open-ended questions, refraining from interrupting, and echoing the speaker's feelings. By prioritizing empathy, listeners can forge deeper connections and facilitate healing and understanding in their relationships. King also discusses the challenges that come with practicing empathy, such as emotional fatigue and the need for self-care, providing a balanced view of empathetic listening as both a powerful tool for connection and an area requiring mindful practice. Fourthly, barriers to effective listening. In his exploration of listening with intention, Patrick King identifies several barriers that prevent individuals from listening effectively. These include preconceived notions, distractions, and the tendency to formulate responses while the other person is speaking. King delves into the ways these barriers hinder true understanding and connection, offering practical advice on how to overcome them. For instance, he suggests strategies such as setting aside one's own agenda to be fully present, minimizing external distractions during conversations, and practicing mindfulness to enhance focus and attention. By acknowledging and addressing these barriers, readers can develop the necessary skills to listen more deeply and intentionally, leading to improved communication and stronger relationships. Lastly, the impact of listening on relationships. Patrick King compellingly argues that the act of listening with intention has a profound impact on the quality and depth of relationships. He posits that listening is not merely a communication skill, but but a form of validation and respect that acknowledges the other person's worth and perspective. By listening attentively and empathetically, individuals can bridge gaps, resolve conflicts, and foster a sense of belonging and understanding. King illustrates how improved listening skills lead to stronger emotional connections, enhanced trust, and increased satisfaction in both personal and professional relationships. He encourages readers to view listening as an opportunity to enrich their lives and the lives of others, thereby enhancing their overall well-being and connection to society. Through practical guidance and insightful examples, King demonstrates that listening with intention is a key ingredient in building meaningful, lasting relationships. In conclusion, for anyone seeking to enhance their personal and professional relationships, How to Listen with Intention by Patrick King is an essential read. It meticulously outlines not just the mechanics of listening, but the profound impact intentional listening can have on connection, understanding, and empathy in relationships. This book is particularly beneficial for individuals in leadership positions, those striving to improve their social skills, or anyone who wishes to cultivate deeper, more meaningful interactions with others. By embodying the principles King discusses, readers can expect to see a transformation in their interactions. They will not only improve their capacity to connect with others on a deeper level, but also enhance their overall likability and charisma. And consequently, this book serves as not just a guide to better listening, but as a blueprint for fostering genuine human connections that can enrich one's life and the lives of those around them. If you would like to support Patrick King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.